Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is John Chuck Richeau live on this Tuesday evening with you as well. Atlanta United getting a little bit of a break in the action. Of course, last time we saw Atlanta United did not go very well, as some guy named Messi, or I don't know what he is, but anyway, he took it to Atlanta United. So we will continue to follow, but let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk some Atlanta United, some MLS with our friend of the show, Jillian Sakovitz. You can follow her on her personal Twitter page at Jillian Sakovitz. And she is hosting now on Apple TV all the MLS coverage. And Jillian, as always, thanks for the time. And it's good to finally catch up with you. I know you've been really busy, but it has been good to catch up with you here on the show tonight.
We're all busy. It's always great to be here.
Yeah. And listen, so you're doing a great job on Apple TV. I've seen some of the coverage. And how much fun? I talked to Kevin Egan about this a while back. How much fun has it been doing something like this where you're getting a national perspective of things and, you know, really kind of a big time production now with what Apple TV is doing in conjunction with MLS?
Oh, it's been a dream come true. It's been so fascinating this year to see this entire project come together and to be lucky enough to be a part of it. Atlanta United definitely still holds a special place in my heart, and I know I speak for Kevin Egan and Mo do as well, but it has been really fascinating to get to have a little bit of an inside scope on every team and to be bringing it to a global audience and no blackouts, no restrictions, and that everybody can watch. And I love the consistency in the schedule right now. Leagues Cup has been madness, but this year has been fantastic. It's been really, really wild, and it's only gotten wilder, like you mentioned, with Messi's arrival.
Yeah, let's before we get into some Atlanta United, let's talk about Lionel Messi. And look, that was, you know, almost kind of criminal what he did to Atlanta United. I mean, that was a dominating performance. And again, you know, he may be a little bit older, but you still see that there's this dominance. Is there a fear, and this may sound kind of strange, but is there a fear about him being too dominant to where he makes some of the league look like that they are trying to catch up to him? Is there any fear about that with Messi and his performance so far?
You know, I don't think anyone asked the question when Thiago Almada came back, also a reigning World Cup winner, and now Messi's joining him. And obviously Messi is on the total other end of the spectrum of his career, unlike Almada, seven-time Ballon d'Or winner, the greatest of all time. But it's not going to be Messi versus a team. It's credit to Inter Miami, which I know is hard for Atlanta United fans to hear, but it's credit to them and what they've built, because we talk about Messi. Sergio Busquets gets totally overshadowed by Lionel Messi because of the name, but his caliber is unreal. You know, and then we're seeing former Atlanta United manager Tata Martino, then we're seeing Joseph Martinez, and his bar has been raised, and he seems newly inspired next to Messi, like everybody should be.
But no, it's fantastic for the league. And, you know, for teams that don't go out and compete, I think that this is a really good wake-up call to make that unacceptable. But this Inter-Miami team has played two games, and two games against lower competition. Atlanta United did not put out a great performance against them. And Cruz Azul is by no means a top-of-the-league contender. So we've seen them play twice, and there are going to be plenty of teams that can give this Inter-Miami squad a run for its money. And I'm thrilled that Messi is in the league, but there are plenty of teams that can compete. I mean, I don't think anybody has a problem when they for that what LeBron James's effect is on the NBA.
Just a follow-up, do you think that this opens the door to get more guys at the caliber of Messi or more of some of the household names? You know, even for casual fans of the sport, people know who Lionel Messi is. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, again, he's one of the great players, you know, in the world stage. Does this kind of open the door for more players of his caliber, more folks
instantly recognize? The people who joined Inter Miami came there because he's there. I don't think Sergio Busquets was coming unless Lionel Messi was there. Same with Jordi Alba. So it happened in the second he came, and that's on his own team. So then, yes, especially when you look at markets like a New York, a Miami, an Atlanta, a Los Angeles, places that players want to come play and live. I'll give you an example. In my neighborhood, very few people talk to me about MLS. I can't walk down the street without people asking me now about Messi, and there are people who never watch MLS. So it's great on every level.
Jillian Sackovich joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can check her out on the MLS coverage of Apple TV. Let's talk about Atlanta United. This has been a very funky year for Atlanta United. Their defense has really let them down. When you look at the splits, the defense has really let them down, and the offense has played probably above, you know, what their expectations are as far as goals scored and things like that. It really is kind of funky. Just they can't find any consistency, and I think really a lot of this has just been just the defensive part of the ball, that it's just not come together for this team this year.
It's really tough. It's hard to watch because it's uncharacteristic of Atlanta United. Before League's Cup, they've given up the second most goals, second just to Charlotte, in the league. And that's not an Atlanta United that, you know, we're used to seeing, but it has been a lot of fun, I have to say, to watch these pieces in an Almada and a Yakimakis come in and have that fire. You know, I think about some of these games that have been at Mercedes-Benz Stadium back and forth. But the defense is something that has to get shored up. I'll be honest, I was so surprised to see a leader and a great defender like Andrew Gutman kind of move on. Or be moved on. But I also know that you can't really get a better roster builder in MLS than Garth Lagerwey coming from the Seattle Sounders. So I'm sure the pieces are coming together. And if I was a fan, I would have a lot of trust in that process, because that's somebody that every MLS team would want helping build the roster.
And, you know, Gonzalo Pineda has been a guy who has taken his criticisms about what's gone on with this team, you know, this year. How much of that falls on his shoulders? I mean, again, ultimately the manager, you know, does have responsibility for it, but how much do you think falls on him, or is this just a matter of they've not had players that have stepped up and played very well this year?
You got to step up. That's on the manager, right or wrong. And Gonzalo Pineda is, he knows that. He's no stranger to that. As a longtime player himself in Liga MX and in MLS, he's aware of that. So it's his job to get the pieces ticking. You know, I think for fans that they all really understood last year at one point, I remember the squad had something like, was missing like seven starters. And that's understandable. And then the issues this year, again, understandable. Seeing Brad Guzan come back from injury and trying to look like him old self. We all understand it, but at the end of the day, this is sports, and people look to the manager the same way that the players look to the manager to be led. The fans look to the manager to produce results.
when you look at this club, you know, obviously we've talked about the defensive woes, but offensively, and you mentioned about Almada and Yakimakis, you know, again, I think that they have become a more balanced offense. I mean, it's not, you know, in case of emergency, break glass and Joseph will just get us a goal. Now they have a multitude of guys who can score on this team. And again, you mentioned about Andrew Gutman. He was a guy that, you know, was playing really well offensively. But this is certainly a club that feels like it's much more balanced or spread out with the offensive personnel that they have now.
Offensively, sure. I would say that they're balanced, but it doesn't matter, you know, to your point, how balanced you are if you're bleeding goals in the back.
Right.
So it's good, but they have to figure that out.
Where do you think Atlanta United fits in the Eastern Conference right now? I mean, you know, again, not just from a points perspective, but just where do you think that they lie? Are they one of the better teams? Are they, you know, in the middle? I mean, you know, again, I know what the results are, but when you look at the talent, is it underperformed? I mean, based upon what the rest of the East is?
I think where they sit right now is very indicative of who they are. I think they're 7 in the East. I think they're a team that's 2-3 spots above the playoff line. I can't see them making a big run right now, how things stand, but do I think they're in the top tier of MLS teams? No. I mean, I was really disappointed in the performances that we saw from Atlanta United in League's Cup, because Atlanta United, I covered that team when they put 3 trophies in the cabinet in the course of a year, and some of that was under Tata Martino in the MLS Cup, and some of that was under Frank De Boer. But to be bounced out of League's Cup this early is disappointing. This is a chance at a new trophy. But listen, now you look to MLS play, and they're not in the top tier of teams. Cincinnati, New England, Philadelphia, you can throw Nashville in there. Let's see what Orlando does against Miami, and if they're in there, that's the top tier of Eastern Conference teams right now. Columbus the other night putting a thumping on Club America, the biggest team in this hemisphere, that was impressive. Atlanta got run off the field by Miami. So, Miami, you could say, oh, before Messi, Miami's still the worst team in the East. And they got run off the field. They got shut out. So, to me, they're in the second tier at best in the Eastern Conference. And if things stand at the way that they are, you never know in MLS. But I couldn't see them going up against an FC Cincinnati.
What does it say about some of the East and the West, about some of the untraditional powers that, again, Cincinnati's leading in the East, St. Louis is leading in the West? What does it say about some of these untraditional powers that are at the top of the standings now in the conferences?
That the league is competitive. Cincinnati had 3 straight years of the wooden spoon, the worst team in the league. Then last year they make a playoff run, and now this year they look like they will win the supporter shield. So it's really impressive. It also shows, though, when you lose pieces, you got to replace them quickly. You know, Brenner gone with Cincinnati, they replace him quickly. So I think it shows depth. You look at Real Salt Lake, you know, they make one huge signing with Chicho Arango, and they were already doing well in the league. But they have an incredibly deep squad. That's the team I've gotten to learn a lot about. It feels like Pablo Mascherini is rotating that team all the time, and they're finding ways to get results. At one point, they were 10 or 11 unbeaten across all competitions. So it says that there's a little bit of money being spent, but that the competition is up there, and you've got to have some depth now in MLS.
Can check out her coverage on Apple TV covering all things MLS. Jillian Sackovitz joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. You can follow her on her personal Twitter page at Jillian Sackovitz. Jillian, as always, appreciate the time on the show. Thank you so much for catching up with us, and we will certainly chat again here soon.
You're the best, John. Thanks so much. Anytime.
You got it. John Chuck, we will be back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.